Praise God. Open your Bibles this morning to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. You know where truth and grace are, it will grow the more. Amen? When we have more grace, you know the Word of God says the path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. Amen? And today, I'm reminded the Apostle Paul is writing his second letter to the church of Thessalonica, and he told them that they were going to go through some stuff. Amen? He was letting them know that they were going to go through some things. And his second letter he's writing, he is really glorying in what they did and how they reacted to the tribulations and the persecutions that they faced. Now, I want you to understand something with me. Rather you're in Christ or out of Christ, you're going to go through persecution and tribulation in this world. Coming into Christ ain't going to get rid of the persecution and the tribulation that's in this world. But God says, in Christ, you never go through it alone. He's your very present help in the time of need. Amen? So as we look at this today in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 2, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. This morning we said in sistren. As it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and that your charity of every one of you, all towards each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. This morning I want to focus your attention on verse number 4. The Apostle Paul says, so that we ourselves glory in you and your churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. The title of this morning's message is, what is it? When you grow, it will show. Amen? As we're growing, every storm and every battle we go through, we grow a little bit stronger. Amen? And we're going to look at three things today. We're going to look at the patience, the persecution, and the perseverance. Okay? Are you with me? The patience, the persecutions, and the perseverance. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here in the house? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me today and choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. When I see people fanning themselves, I'm going to get some airflow. Wind of the Spirit, blow! One day we're going to say that, and everybody's going to pass out in the room and be slain in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he says, one of the things he says that the apostle recognized and was given the church and the body of Christ for is their patience in the midst of their storm, the patience, and that they were patiently waiting upon the Lord. So look with me to Psalms 37. Verse number 7. I was reminded this morning that in Hebrews chapter 11, it's recognized as the faith chapter in the Bible. All the patriarchs of faith, is that too much air on him? Would that be too much air on him? I think he's a country boy. He's used to that stuff, right? Oh, yeah. He's a hunter. Have you taught him a hunt yet? Sisters. But the psalmist says in Psalms 37, verse number 7, rest in the Lord. In other words, you have to have faith and believe God and His Word to be able to find this place. I mean, when you're in the midst of going something, to rest in Him, amen, it's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. He says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Amen? In other words, a lot of times that you're attacked in this life, it isn't deserved or it isn't merited. And recognize that God's got your back. Amen? I love it where the psalmist says in Psalms 40, verse number 1, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. You know, I was reminded when I was thinking about just right now, it came into my heart. I remember as a young Christian, after I gave my heart to the Lord, and I was going through all these storms and these trials and these tests, and they seemed to be coming like all the time, like rivers flowing at me. And I was talking to my daddy. My father's a pastor, and I said, Dad, man, I said, man, I'm getting all these storms, and he said, Son, God has got to see you through, and God did see me through, but he said, you know, and I said, you know, Dad, I've been praying for the Lord for patience. I've been saying, Lord, help me have patience. And your daddy said, stop praying that, son. If you want to grow patience, it comes through the storms. It comes through the trials. In other words, God wants us to know no matter what we go through in life, it's for our benefit. And not only for our benefit, but it's for the benefit of others. And when you look at it with a different perspective, and you can say, remember what the Lord brought me through, when you're facing somebody that's going through what you went through, and all of a sudden your word of testimony becomes an act of faith for them, becomes a help. That's what the patriarchs were in Hebrews chapter 11. They were all so we could see that God was faithful. You know, so many times, and I want to say this, but so many times we look at this book as a history book. This isn't a history book. It's a his story book. It's his story is alive. It's alive and active. Our God is alive. We're not reading about a dead God that did something in the past that isn't alive today. The same God that delivered others will deliver you. And there's nothing too great for him. Again, there's nothing too great. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 25. Verse number 9. It said, it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. I have waited patiently, and I'm going to rejoice. Amen? I don't know about you, but I would rather start rejoicing today. You know, I believe he's the God of today. He's not the God of next week, next month, next year, even though he's in next week, next month, next year, but he's the God of today. He's alive and well today. He's alive and well in you and I. Amen? Amen? So no matter what you're going through, look to the one next to you and say, what we're going through is only temporary. This too shall pass. Hallelujah. Amen. So as the Apostle Paul was saying, man, he was kind of excited because the word that he spoke had an effect. The first letter of Thessalonians or the Thessalonicas, the church of Thessalonica, he wrote them, warning of them this thing, and their faith acted upon it. He says he was glorying in their faith in the midst of persecution. I want you to go somewhere with me just to get this one scripture in your mind. So when you go through something, you can't say, I don't know why I'm going through this. I'm a Christian. I shouldn't be going through this. I hear it a lot. I hear that a lot. Oh, I'm a Christian. I shouldn't have to go through this. Excuse me. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul's writing to his student Timothy. Verse number 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Hello? Hello? All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You're not alone. Amen? God doesn't bring persecution upon us, but there's things that come because of things that we have done. Amen? But God's always there. God wants to remind us what he says in his word. What does he say in his word? Psalms 34. Psalms 34. Verse number 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. Out of them all. You've got to underline that in your body and your Bible. You've got to remind yourself that you're going to face some afflictions in this world, but his word declares to you and I that he will deliver us out of every one of them. Amen. They're only temporary. So say with me, many are the afflictions of the righteous, which is me. And the Lord shall deliver me out of them all. This is the word that was spoken to you. It's a word that's spoken to me. And we have to make it personal. We have to make it about us. How do we do that? Turn me to Jeremiah chapter 15 a minute. Jeremiah 15. When you're there, say amen. The word of God says this in verse 15. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and avenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Now here's the key. Verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. In other words, Jeremiah said, how did I stand this storm? How did I stand this? I not only heard the word, but I digested the word. I swallowed it. So let it have an effect on my body, my mind, my soul, and my spirit. If you don't digest it and spit it out, it won't have an effect. You know, sometimes he says, he prepares the table for me in the presence of my enemies. And that table, I'm dining and I'm eating his word, and the enemy does not have an effect because the word's on the inside, it's not on the outside. Amen. The enemy cannot steal what God sows in your heart. Amen. He can't steal what you have revelation and you have understanding of. So it's not just about hearing the word. I got to receive it. I got to digest it. I got to meditate upon it. Lord, how can I put this word to work for me? You know, put the word in your mouth and chew it up and watch it work. Amen. This should be a commercial, I think. It's probably a commercial for something. Probably a food commercial. Hey, when we talk about come and dine, this is what we're dining on. We're dining on his word. I don't know about you, after church today, everybody's going to probably eat something. You're going to swallow it, aren't you? Hello? Hello? You're not just going to go look at it, are you? You're not just going to look at it, oh, honey, that looks so delicious. Let's just look at it for a while. No! You're going to put it in your mouth and watch it work. Amen? It's going to send senses to all your senses in your whole body. Especially if you have a good cook like I do, my wife, man. Amen. She fixes the best Totino's pizza on the block. Oh. You know something? Listen to me. God wants you to understand something. That you have what's in his, with his word and with the spirit of God, you have the power to overcome everything. Everything. Amen. He not only said in the persecutions, but he also said in the tribulations that you endured. Amen. We're going to call this perseverance. The persevere. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, if I had my favorites, I would have a bunch of them. You can see in my Bible, you can see where my favorite area is right through here. That's my favorite area. You would think it would be in the New Testament. It's mainly the prophetic words of God. And the prophetic word of God. That's where my Bible's used the most. This is just my preaching Bible. Look with me in Romans chapter 5. Is there anybody going through anything in the church? Is anybody going through anything? Let me see your hand. If you're going through something, let me see your hand. Be honest. All right? So the Holy Spirit speaking to all of us, right? He says, therefore, being justified. In other words, we're found innocent by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, here we go, since I'm in this position, since I'm in this place, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Hello? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. Amen. So, in other words, I had a situation last week where I had this storm came in. I'm going to use your bottle of water. And when the storm came in, I was looking at it dead on, and I was kind of troubled. And the Holy Spirit said, look at it from this angle. And I shifted and looked at it from a different angle where it was for my benefit. It wasn't for my hurt. It wasn't for my benefit now, but it was for my benefit in the future. It may not have felt good now, but I'll be rejoicing later over it. Amen. And that's what the Lord is saying to you and I. And let me say this to you. I want to say this because you got to get this into your spirit. As a child of God, no matter what you've heard, no matter what the doctor says, you cannot have depression. You may be oppressed from the outside, but you're not depressed. Because the spirit of joy is inside of you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, when the doctor said that to your mind reacted to what the doctor said. And all of a sudden, these feelings came upon you. And there were overwhelming feelings, and they're real. I'm not discounting the feelings, but God wants you to know that he is in you. And the devil may oppress you, but you can't be depressed because depression comes from the inside out, and Christ is in you. And when Christ took residence, he kicked that other booger out. Amen. He doesn't have joint homeship with him. He doesn't move in together with him. Let's join together. No, he doesn't. Amen. He kicks that booger out. Amen. And you and I need to get a revelation and understanding of who we are in Christ. Amen. And then greater is he that is in us. I'm sorry, Silas, I got loud. He looked at me and said, can you like climb it down a little bit? He said, can't you see the brother sleeping? you were talking about resting in the Lord, and I was just resting in the Lord, and you just stirred me all up. Hallelujah. Acts 14. When Silas grows up, he'll be telling the story about a loudmouth preacher he went to church when he was a little kid. He said, man, they don't let nobody sleep in that church. He'd be talking about rest and keep us awake. I didn't understand him a bit. Hallelujah. That sorrow, God wants to turn into joy. I just want you to get hold of it because God's going to do something in our hearts today. He's doing something right now. Turn with me to Acts chapter 14. Verse number 22. The word of God says this, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. People don't... I want to say something to you, and I want you to get a hold of something. And no way am I've tuned my heart. God called me to love you. God called me to walk with you no matter what you're going through. And you know, I'm touched with the feeling of your infirmities. And most of the battles that I face are battles that you're facing. When you go through something, I go through it too. But you're never alone. Amen. That God says that he is always there, but we're here to walk with you. Amen. We have many testimonies in the room, do we not? Amen. That God loves you. Amen. And he's done some wonderful things. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 4. Let's go to verse 3. He says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it's for your consolation and your salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. In other words, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen. Sorrow may last for the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Amen. He says in closing today, in 1 Peter chapter 4, well, Pastor, that was really a quick message. Could you please keep on preaching? You know, I've never heard that. What's up with that? Hello? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12. He said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of the Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls unto him and well-doing as unto a faithful creator." And what the Lord was saying to me and what he was speaking to my heart about, as the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Thessalonica, he was showing them glory for the patience they endured through the persecution and the tribulations that they've endured by faith. And what the Lord is speaking to my heart about today is if you're going through something that God's saying to you, you're not going through it alone. The Bible says, as two of you agree and is touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them, the Father which is in heaven. So if you're going through a battle and you're going through a storm, I would like to stand in agreement and stand in faith with you. Amen? And so as we pray, if you would like me to stand in faith with you, we're going to stand in agreement and we're going to take authority over whatever it is. Amen? We're here to serve you. God cares about everything that you're going through. There's not one thing that skipped his notice. He has seen it all. And I believe he's making a way of escape for you and I today. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word.